today. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
It's one thing after another, isn't it, on the road? Well, it's not just on the road. It's one thing after another, is it, my pretty little princess?
It is crazy.
It is. All right. Now, let me guess, we're going to have no issues whatsoever on the road. This is great. Here we go, friends. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. And it's not just the Sons of Liberty around here anymore, ladies, listen to me. It's not just the Sons of Liberty Radio around here anymore. Now it is also the
Daughters of Liberty.
I like that. I really do like that. Folks, welcome to the show. Again, we are on the road again. And in saying that, friends, it's just literally one thing after another. I'm going to read an article today to you, my friends. American Patriot Bradley Dean gets libeled by another blogger for promoting the law. We'll share that with you in just a little bit here. Actually, they named me and Tim Tebow and three others as the five hipsters trying to make Christianity and fundamentalism cool.
Okay? Well, you are hip.
We'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. Friends, if you'd like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to Sons of Liberty Radio, you can check out the upload that we just placed there. It's going to be the article that we're highlighting today. American Patriot Bradley Dean gets libeled by this particular outlet for promoting the law. Again, we'll get to that in just a couple minutes, but it is posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Friends, if you'd like to go to my personal page, there's two of them, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. One, a personal
Fan page.
I'm hungry. I've been
fasting.
Yes.
Page.
Oh, my goodness. Fan page. And the other one is a personal page. Like them both if you would, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, Tim, if you're listening to me right now, Tim Brown, you actually wrote this article. Can you please give us a call? 1-866-233-0747. What's the number? What's the phone number into GCN? I believe it's...
We'll get that for you after the break.
Okay, we'll get that to you, and we want to get Tim on the phone with us really quick so he can highlight as to what he wrote, his findings, and the such, because, again, friends, never take them for face value. But before I get to that, again, phone lines are inaccessible right now, but we're going to try to get Tim Brown, the guy from Freedom Post that wrote the article, we're going to try to get him online with us in just a couple minutes here. But before we do that, you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And, again, I wanted to give a shout-out to... the Hampton Inn,
yeah, we're
out of the state of Ohio right now, and we appreciate it very much. We appreciate you guys wanted to give you a shout-out.
In Ohio.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But, yeah, yes. We are actually out here in Ohio.
Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio without a shadow of a doubt. Again, we're on our way to the East Coast doing some colleges, actually a couple colleges, another high school. And then we're going to be doing some churches. And from what I understand, I get the opportunity, again, to talk to a black church.
Yeah,
there's nothing like it.
It's always funny
really
because
nothing.
Bradley always says when he does his, talks at churches, he basically says, well, if on the radio,
I hear it all the
you
time,
say it,
yeah.
Too.
Where have you been?
Have you been
in Minnesota or something?
I've been in Minnesota.
Ohio.
But I'm thinking, as my mind is slowly catching up to me here, you do say this on the radio as well. If I was in a black church right now, everybody would be saying, hallelujah, well, we are going to be in a black church.
Yes.
On November 10th, so it'll be exciting. We'll get posted on that. But I want to go over the product of the week, but I'm not sure if you are finished yet.
No, I'm okay. What I can say is this is the radio show
That's
where we
right.
think
I'm
for ourselves
for
and
cue.
Make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Well, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
True that.
Yes, it is very much so. True that. Well, friends, we have the product of the week. For those of you who are just tuning in, we have a product that we are highlighting every week here on the Sons of Liberty, and every week it'll be a new product. And the kicker, like I always say, is those sons and daughters of Liberty, you members out there, monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week, not 1 week, not 2 weeks, but every single week.
Shows you how liberal we really are.
We are very generous and liberal. But, you know, the great thing is it's awesome content. There's so much truth in it. And this week we are highlighting the My War comic book novel, which is the testimony of Bradley Dean. Now, it's 130 pages. It's a comic book filled with illustrations by former DC comic artist Danny Bellinati.
Yep.
Tells the
breathtaking... Second to none.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. It really is. Tells the breathtaking story of Bradley Dean. I like that. Breathtaking.
Yes.
The Sons of Liberty founder, yours truly, and it's also the testimony of how God took him as a fatherless child and made him his own. And really, friends, it really is a miracle. In fact, we did a song on our album called One Heart. We did a music video on it too. If you go to junkyardprophet.com, PROPHET, you can see that. We'll post it on there. We'll post it on Sons of Liberty on Facebook. But the music video that we did in one of these songs, the line was, "You're a miracle that no one can deny." And that was actually written about Bradley, and it's a story of how we kind of came together. But it is really a testimony of the miraculous works of the Lord, because he did not attend church. He was not brought up in a Christian lifestyle. In fact, you know, you'll read in the comic book, there's all this behind him as far as how he grew up, but really how the Lord took him and nabbed him out of the whole situation and made him his own. And what the cool thing that I like about this is you cried out to God on your own. You didn't have a pastor leading you along the way. You didn't have someone else kind of guiding you.
It was between
you and him.
The pastor's not the author of my faith. Therefore, he's not going to be
That's
definitive
right.
of my faith.
And so many times people think, well, you know, you got to do this. You know, you called out to God, and God answered you personally, one-on-one, which he does all of his true sons and daughters. So it's great. Read miracle after miracle of Christ's unfailing love in this colorful, very fun-to-read account of his life. And it also includes the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and questionnaires at the end. So if you would like to get that, please go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com to order. Or you may place your order by calling 1-866-233-0747 1-866-233-0747 Now, before we go on, you mentioned, you know, where Bradley Dean and Tim Tebow have been named the top five hipsters trying to make Christianity look cool. Well, of course, Christianity is cool because Christ is cool. Bradley will tell you more about that later. But, you know, we always begin the show with hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And you know what's fun? It's kind of fun to throw out one of our loving scoffers or our weirdos or our atheists. Yes, or our lunatics or our sort of bad guys. I actually kind of get a kick out of the loving and tolerant emails that we get sometimes. This is from Jerry. He says
that's
kind of fun to read, actually. I mean, you know, it's serious because there's obviously some issues here, which is why these people talk like this and say the things they do.
No, before you say it, is this a positive or a negative?
Oh, it's a negative. It's one of our scoffers, our loving scoffers.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Let me say this. That is the furthest thing from the truth.
Of course.
But these are the people that are decrying the victim status 24/7. Listen, words cause wars, and words end wars. Don't forget that. When we get back, I'm going to give it back over to the pretty little sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, I'm trying to get Tim on the line with us from Freedom Outpost right now so he can kind of share as to what his findings are. But when we come back, I'm going to give it back over to you, Stephanie.
Oh, yes. Yeah, stay on the line.
Be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Ohio. And we just wanted to give a shout out to our friends here at the Hampton Inn out of Ohio. Again, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Very much so.
Yes. That would be your cue.
It's always nice when they open up the doors. But let's take a look at one of our loving, tolerant scoffers. Jerry said this: the hate spewed vehemently here is disgusting. And you people have the audacity to spout Christianity? What a contradiction of attributes. You know, I was wondering, Jerry, when did hate ever tell the truth? If you look at Christ, everything he did was motivated out of love. Even when he took the cloak of covering off their sin,
John 15.
He died on the cross. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He loved us first before we first even loved him.
See, but we're dealing with people like that now today, Stephanie Joy, because the professed church has the world loving Jesus rather mm-hmm. than hating Jesus. And I'm not saying that we're to have the world hating Christ. No, once they understand who he is and what he has done for them, that is the cords that draw them to him from their heart, because he is love, God is love. But we also need to keep in mind that it's found in righteousness and true holiness, not outside of that.
You know, it's kind of like this. When you have a disobedient kid and you have parents who say, listen, this is the standard, these are the rules, you're going to follow these rules. And when that child is forced to follow those rules and obey, a lot of times they say, oh, my parents are so mean. They never let me do what I want to do. They're so strict with me. Listen, that's love, is to have guidelines and boundaries
sure.
and keep you in obedience.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Lord. You have no problem, if you're walking in obedience and you love the light, loving a parent who looks out for you
right.
makes you obey the rules.
And on the other side of that, correction is grievous to those that forsake the way.
That's exactly
right.
So
they right. want to, in essence, follow their fallen nature rather than Christ's risen nature.
Yes, exactly.
They
and
want
those,
the wide and broad, not the straight and narrow.
That's right. Those that love darkness obviously hate the light, while Christ is light, and you're going to love that light of truth when you conform to it and repent and say, listen, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done, and you go to
and
him.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. It is definitely a fight. You know what? If Christianity wasn't a warfare, why would the Lord tell you to put on the whole armor of God?
I was just reading 2 Timothy yesterday. It's incredible. Enduring hardship
Hardness.
As a good soldier
That's
of
right.
Jesus Christ. It's incredible.
Onward,
it really
Christian
is.
Soldiers.
Amen.
That's right. Like
yeah.
the Salvation Army, maybe?
Yes.
Boy, William and Catherine Booth, they really had that right. The Salvation Army that you're seeing today is not even close to what the foundation and the founders intended when when they first began that. But to go on, we have another loving scoffer. And this is what, you know, you were talking about the Reclaim America with Larry Claim and so on and so forth on November 19th. So we've been mentioning this. But you know what's interesting? These people that just love us so much, you know, they can't stand the show. They don't like us.
But they listen to us.
Listening.
Of course, of course.
So, you know, why are you listening then? Yes. If you just can't stand the show, you hate the hate speech vehemently here spewed, that's disgusting. But this is what Kenny had to say. He said, Reclaim America.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, he goes, Reclaim America? Question mark. Give it back to the white people, you mean. And then he takes the Lord's name in vain, of course. Blank, you are fools. And by the way, reading the Bible in school will have no impact on America one way or another.
Yeah. Well, if you're not going to be ruled from a power without, you're going to be ruled, or from a power within, you're going to be ruled from a power without. If you're not going to be ruled by the Word of God, you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Who said that? Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House.
That's right. And, you know, he goes on to say, you know, your idiot attempts to promote the show and you're ignorant of equal protection laws, you know, because then you're going to have, you know, the Muslims and the Jews, you know, all read their own stuff too as well. Listen,
I didn't know that the God of the Muslims, the Muhammads of the world, I didn't know that they actually established our constitutional republic.
That's exactly right.
I didn't know that the Chinese form of government or what they serve, Buddha or Zen in Japan or whatever the case, the Hare Krishnas where they serve 100 million gods, I didn't know that it was their God that actually established liberty through the death of their son.
That's right. Exactly.
No, I didn't think so.
On the foundations of our country. This is a Christian nation founded on Christian principles. If you want to go and read the signers of Declaration of Independence, George Washington, oh my goodness, you name
it,
John Adams.
You can't get away from it. 25 to 56, yes.
And people who are of foreign ancestry, obviously, they're afforded asylum here, but they're not to come here and bring their gods and all their ideology with us.
The right question to ask here, Stephanie, is if their God was God, then what are they doing in America?
Why do they have to come here?
They came to America because they've seen the greatness of who our God is.
That's right. Liberty is set free, and people love America because there's true liberty here, because it was founded upon Christian principles. So when you go back and you say, listen, boy, oh boy, you have to look at the foundations and say also, yes, foreign people were afforded asylum here, but you know what? Our God is under the guise of the Christian religion, under, you know, Protestants, Catholics, all that, the different denominations, you know, the umbrella of Christianity. So I'd like to direct your attention, Kenny, to maybe the Declaration of Independence. You know, go to wallbuilders.com. There's so many good things you could read. But I wanted to leave it and end on a positive note here with a daughter of Liberty who said this. She said this on the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. She said, Bradley, do you know who Andrew Breitbart was? Now, my understanding is he was a guy who would really kind of take it to him, you know, a real aggressive kind of guy.
I was to meet Andrew Breitbart via telephone the week that he died.
Yeah.
There was a connection, one of our PR people actually got involved and said, well, I want to hook you two up. And I didn't know anything about Andrew Breitbart. I don't know anything about Breitbart at all.
Yeah, from what I've heard and what I've seen a little bit is that he was kind of like a take-it-to-you, kind of an in-your-face guy, not backing down. She said, your I'm going to get my message across whether you like it or not attitude reminds me of him. I really admire that and hope to get to that point, she said, soon.
Yeah.
So she is trying to do it herself and get to that point. Listen, I'm going to get my message across whether you like it or not, whether it's politically correct to
you. Isn't that leadership?
Absolutely.
Isn't that a true son of God or a true daughter of God
to
actually obey his precepts, because the Bible says a wise son maketh a glad father? I thought this was about the glory that belongs to God, not about the glory that man wants to take unto himself.
That's exactly right.
And here what we've had is we have a bunch of debaters, and if anybody knows anything about Scripture, they want an Aaron rather than a Moses, because Moses is listening to the commandments and actually taking the precepts that God has bestowed upon him and executing them in the world, whereas the people wanted a God of gold that went before them saying that these are our gods. And they said of Moses to Aaron, they said, whatever has become of Moses, we know not. But Aaron, we're going to give you gold and silver, and we want you to make a golden calf, and we want to call that our God that delivers us, when in fact that is not the God of the Bible whatsoever.
That's right. That was the God that they wanted to create their own minds and their own image, not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who cannot change.
Amen.
So,
and
you know,
will not.
That's right.
Yep.
So, so many
immutable
times people say, well, my God wouldn't mind me if I did lying or cheating or sinning. You're right. You're right.
Yes.
Your God doesn't mind because he doesn't exist.
Now, folks, real quick, November 19th, we got Reclaim America. Now the coalition that's coming forth, the event organizer is Larry Klayman. His slogan is, come out with your hands up, Mr. President. Actually, Mr. President, come out with your hands up. The speakers that are a part of this coalition thus far, November 19th in Washington, D.C., is Alan Keyes, Pamela Geller, Bob Barr, Joseph Farah, Larry Pratt, Larry Klayman, Floyd Brown, Joe Kaufman, Bradley Dean, and others. And if you're listening to me right now and I forgot you, I'm sorry. I just, for the sake of time, need to get to my topic. Other invited guests are Sarah Palin, Bachman, Cruz, Frank, Stockman, Goldman, Bond, candidate for President Herman Cain, Senator Mike Lee, Stephen King, so on and so forth. Again, that's coming up November 19th in Washington, D.C. It's sponsored by Freedom Watch, led up by Larry Klayman, who's the event organizer, as well as, several others to come and to be named. But we'll get there when we get there, and when it rolls out, we'll let you know what's going on. Again, Reclaim America Now Coalition, November 19th in Washington, D.C. Now, friends, I'm waiting for Tim to jump on the phone with me right now. He is a commentator. Actually, he oversees Freedom Outpost, and he wrote an article this morning concerning the ministry. And I just think it's really interesting how these people, I'm going there right now, so be patient with me for a minute. What it is an article was written about the ministry again, and I'm going there right now. You know what? That's not the one I want. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Going back. Just hold up with me.
Hold.
It reminds me of that. Do not flee. Is that
that's
where you're going?
Well, yeah, hold.
Braveheart?
Well, yeah, I thought that, the hold the tiger, but that wasn't quite it. So the hold, we'll go that with
okay.
Braveheart.
So anyways, a blogsfer actually picked up the ministry, and what they did is they named me, Tim Tebow, and three others as five Christian hipsters trying to make fundamentalism look cool. I didn't know I was after the fact that I was trying to be cool. I didn't know I was looking for accolades. I didn't know I was looking for merit. I mean, if getting beat up continuously and abashed by the state-run media is being cool, or being persecuted for righteousness' sake is being cool, then you know what? I stand guilty as charged. But if I do what I do, because through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven, and the Bible tells us in the book of Thessalonians that we're appointed unto afflictions, and the Bible says we're going to be hated for telling the truth out of a heart of love, well, then you know what? Then again, I stand guilty as charged. But the bottom line is I'm not trying to be cool whatsoever. I'm trying to protect a generation that's been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. That's all I'm going for. But this article goes as follows, friends, just to show you again what we endure. Friends, you hear these about 2 and 3 times a month as to what the sons and the daughters of liberty go through, just getting the message of who we are and where we came from out to the younger generation and to the older generation. This is how it goes. Five Christian hipsters trying to make fundamentalism look cool. Young people are leaving the church in droves, and they want you to meet the young people that are trying to bring them back. And right when I come back, I'm going to actually read a short paragraph, well, a couple paragraphs, as to what they wrote about me and Tim Tebow and three others. We'll get to that when we get to that. But I think it's important, again, friends, for you to know what it takes to endure and what leadership is really about. If they're not lying about you, friends, it's because you're not doing anything. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November of 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is "De pluribus unum," rather than "In God we trust," an established law of the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your one-year free subscription.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Bradley Dean, number one. Number three, Tim Tebow. Trying to make Christianity cool. You know, if I was promoting everything that they, these worldlings, these debased individuals were promoting, they would love me to death.
Oh, absolutely. You'd be cooler than sliced bread.
Liable to publish in print, including pictures, writing, or broadcast through radio, television, or film, an untruth about another which will do harm to that person or his or her reputation by tending to bring the target into ridicule, hatred, scorn, or contempt of others. Liable is the written or broadcast form of defamation, distinguished from slander, which is oral defamation. It is a tort, civil wrong, making the person or entity, like a newspaper, magazine, or political organization, open to a lawsuit for damages by the person who can prove the statement about him or her was a lie. Well, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
That's really interesting. That's real interesting. Let's go to this article really quick. We can post it. It's for some reason, again, friend. 5 Christian hipsters trying to make fundamentalism look cool. Young people are, as if it's a cool thing, young people are leaving the church in droves, yet we're to meet the young people trying to bring them back. That would be about me and others on this article. It's no secret in Christian circles that young people are leaving the church in droves, as if this is a badge of honor. With Christian research firms finding over and over that once there's not a parent, there's to push them to church, the majority of high school kids drift away from religion once they move out of the house. Some come back, but some leave permanently. All right. Well, good for these people.
Question, you know, on that. You know, if their parents are pushing them to church, I wonder, you know, Jesus never followed anyone. You know, people followed Christ. So if there's someone pushing you to go to church, I would question your Christianity.
That's not the point, though. In other words, wisdom is justified by your children. The parents are not leading the way. And because they're not leading by example, their children are also walking in the hypocrisy in which they did lead the way in.
Right.
And so that's what they're talking about here. So I go on. One of the favorite solutions is to try to make the church more hip by employing young, seemingly cool Christians who are in tune with modern pop culture as leaders. a lot of these young hip Christians are actually quite progressive in their politics in a lot of cases. However, the change from the cranky, judgmental church of old is purely gone. If you scratch the surface of these seemingly with it young Christian leaders, you'll see that they're peddling the same old sex negative, hyper-conservative intolerance that motivates their elders. Intolerance. No. You mean people that are ruled by the law is really what it comes down to. Because we're not ruled by opinion, my little propagandist friends. We're ruled by law. And what unites us in principles is the fact that we're all ruled by the same law and the lawgiver. That's what makes us one nation under God. I go on. Here's a list of some of those leaders who are trying to make conservative Christianity seem cool and who generally fail because conservative Christianity is the exact opposite of cool.
Oh, that's
isn't that interesting? That's a blatant statement. Bradley Dean is number one. That would be me. In many ways, Bradley Dean epitomizes the Christian right overreaction to the fact that young people are ignoring religious fundamentalism in growing numbers. Many Christian leaders have taken to suggest that Christianity should be more manly and aggressive to woo the young, and Dean took this to heart. No, that's not the case. And just for the record, the greatest miracle that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, and then put him back into that unholy situation. That's called seeking and saving that which is lost. That's what is called being born again, not by the will of the flesh, but by the will of the Spirit, the water and the Spirit, John 3:3. We do the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh. Man did not do that. Whatever God put in me, no devil in hell is able to take that out of me. Okay? So let me go on here. He started You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International. We've done over 350 high schools, colleges, and the such across the country, and the Christian rock band Junkyard Prophet, both of which embrace an over-the-top Harley motorcycle-influenced...
Just a case in point here, we've never owned a Harley, ever.
Yeah, yeah. I get what they're saying. Dean had a habit of sneaking Christian propaganda into public schools. Friends, really what they're saying is Bradley was abiding by the laws of our constitutional republic and actually teaching kids in public schools, and we don't like that because we're a part of the gang that is trying to bring forth the demise of our
Republic.
Yes,
sneaking propaganda, yes. Like what they're trying to do with elementary kids today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me go on. Into public schools, my Christian propaganda, by offering programs he portrayed as merely anti-drug to school administrators, but once he was in front of the students, turned into a Bible thumping. You know what's interesting is when we do a little homework, we find out that the people that are actually doing the writing, the propagandizing here, they've never seen a high school assembly.
Never been there.
They don't care about the facts because facts are stubborn things and they're a stumbling block and they don't want stumbling blocks.
In fact, I remember you asking a reporter one time, just saying a question, so how was that assembly? And he said, well, I wasn't at the assembly. Well, then how did you have so much to write about if you didn't even see something?
We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Dean, who has close ties to Rep. Michelle Bachmann.
Oh, yes. But, you know, that's good company, too. It really is good company. You know, won't you and all men speak well of you?
What are our ties? I would like to know what our ties are. I'm humored by
this. You know, two people standing for the truth. That's your ties
right
there.
Okay, that's our ties.
Yep.
They said that I was rabidly homophobic, and in keeping with this tough guy pose, listening carefully, this is where they're going to get in trouble, has endorsed executing people for being gay. Aren't we suing Rachel Maddow for
that very same
thing?
Isn't
it interesting how these propagandists, they continuously promulgate the lie that they know is a lie, only to distort the facts because that's what they're attempting to do in the first place.
Oh, boy.
See, if they can get you off the foundation, they don't have to worry about it. If they can get you asking the wrong questions, friends, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right?
That's exactly right.
But look what they're doing. They always have to put themselves in a victim stance or position without fail. I wonder how this is going to fly. Well, we'll find out in a couple weeks. We'll keep you posted on this, friends, but they know that this is slander. They know that this is libelous, and they know that this is false information. This is called defamation, friends. He is prone to spinning all sorts, speaking of Bradley Dean, of wild and often contradictory conspiracy theories. Oh, by the way, the conspiracy theory that they're talking about is the one that Planned Parenthood is actually out to eradicate the black population, when in fact, friends, do a little homework on Margaret Sanger and you'll find out. See, friends, again, we're taking it to them. This is how you deal with corruption in society. You have to take it to them. They don't want to be called out, friends. They don't have the facts. facts on their side, and I'm here to show you the
facts.
That's
what I was just going to say. They have these little things called facts that are not on their side. Actually, if you take a look at Margaret Sanger, you can see straight from the horse's mouth her quotes on blacks and indigents and how she calls them reckless weeds, so on and so forth.
And how she was looking for ministers that actually bring forth the ideals of the Federation to what? Eradicate the black Negro population.
Yep.
That's exactly what she said. So anyways, let's go on.
Yeah.
He is prone, speaking of Bradley Dean, to spinning all sorts of wild and often contradictory conspiracy theories, because they want people to think that you're crazy for telling them the truth. President Obama and Rep. Keith Ellison, what spurred him off? Listen to this.
Oh.
President Obama and Rep. Keith Ellison are a part of some gay plot to take over America and to plot or to impose an anti-gay Sharia law on the country. No, this isn't theory, friends.
Mm.
No, this isn't a theory. This is a fact. Remember I told you last week when I did that article, I got a hornet's nest stirred up?
Mm-hmm.
See, they know it's true. They look foolish. They're being called into question right now as to who is Keith Ellison and who is Barack Hussein Obama. Why does he have radical Muslims in the White House? Why are radical Muslims calling for the execution of the homosexuals? And for some reason, to these people, this is a contradiction. This is a conspiracy theory. No, friends, it is not. It is, in fact, true. Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. What's behind the radical gay agenda? Go ahead and take a look. What are they trying to implement across the country? Just ask Brigitte Gabriel from Act for America. Hey, she said it. I didn't. But what do you think of that stuff?
I think that's kind of interesting. You know, it's actually really, you know, when I look up on a Google search, if I want to find out about someone, and if they're a minister or a pastor or someone that I know is really the real deal, when I look and I see and I find that they've got all this bad press on them, that's a confirmation to me that I know that they're the real deal. You know, the Bible says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so do their fathers of the false prophets." If you look at a lot of these main modern speakers out there today, they have people loving them in the masses, but you know what? They really should be hating them in truth because they're loving them all the way to hell in a false love that's not true love. See, true love says the hard things that you don't want to hear. True love gets in your face and say, "I love you enough to tell you the truth." It's kind of like the analogy that you use in the schools. You know, there was a true story on the East Coast, or the West Coast.
Yep.
These cars going, you know, across this mountain, this windy road on the mountain, and they kept falling over the edge of the cliff.
They would drive over the end of the cliff on one particular point, and they noticed that cars would go over to the end would be their destruction. And instead of posting a sign up on top of the mountain where they were going over the end of the cliff, what they decided, the concerned committee got together and they said, "We need to remedy the problem." And the remedy was, my friends, they put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain.
And that, unfortunately, is the mentality of so many people in America today. They want to get kids, after they're hooked on drugs, they can go to rehabilitation.
The bureaucracies want that.
Right?
And the American people have fallen for that and allotted them the space to do just that by creating bureaucracy instead of enforcing law and magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic. They've lowered the law, they've dimmed the light by which man perceives his own guilt, and what they want to do, instead of them feeling guilty, they want to create a bureaucracy where they can help them with their problems. They don't want them turning to God, they want them turning to them because they want to make your money, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, and our whole thing is prevention is better than cure. We don't want to wait until some girl is pregnant before she thinks, "Oh, should I have an abortion?" or before someone's hooked on drugs or alcohol or whatever the case might be. We want to get to them before the fact, so we don't have to have a bunch of jails for a bunch of juvenile delinquents. We want to get these people, like you said, they give them Bibles in jail. Why did they give them the Bible before they even committed the crime? Then they went to violated people, then they went to end up in that position, in a position where potentially their lives could be ruined. Our whole thing is, let's get them, let's put the stop sign at the top of the mountain so they don't crash and burn at the bottom to their own destruction. It's common sense all the way around the boards.
It is. And what I'm doing right now is I'm actually pulling up Benjamin Rush. And he is the man, he was actually a signer of the Constitution of the United States. He said, "Why is it that we spend so much time with criminals rather than preventing the crimes?"
That's right.
That's why we don't remove the Bibles from public school, said the signer of the Declaration of Independence, Dr. Benjamin Rush. Friends, we're going to come right back. Last segment, I'm trying to get Tim on the phone, Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost, so he can give you details as to what he uncovered concerning these propagandists that just wrote this article. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All miseries, friends. Broadcasting live out of Hampton Inn in Ohio, the state of Ohio, on the road again. We'll share as more unfolds in the coming days here. Noah Webster said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Yep, you heard it right. Friends, I got Tim on the phone with me right now. He had actually wrote an article just today. Hey, Tim, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been trying to get a hold of you for the last 45 minutes, but perfect timing. I'm just kind of curious. You'd actually brought up, before you wrote this article, you did a little homework, and you kind of pulled the curtain back on these people that were actually these left-leaning propagandists. And you started to share things with me that I didn't know about, even when we did high schools back 5 and 10 years ago. Can you go ahead and share with our listeners as to what you found?
Yeah, the only thing that I recalled was this guy Paul, and I don't even know how you pronounce his last name, but I recall running across his name, and it seems like we did something before. I would have to go back in some of the archives of the articles, but he was referenced, and I went and saw, tried to see if I could find out his affiliations, and I found him on Facebook. Of course, one of the things I discovered was he was really pushing a lot of the special rights for the sexual deviants in our nation, and so I started looking down, and because I'm not friends with the guy, you can only see certain things, but one of the things I noticed was he was in a lot of these openly homosexual groups, and that doesn't necessarily make one a homosexual, but it does give some indication of where their thinking is, and some of those were like, I don't know, flaming football players. It was something along those lines. Anyway, when I looked into the Salon article, they were referencing a video from like 2007, a school that you guys had done a program in, an anti-drug kind of thing, and you had spoke about scripture and stuff like that. Well, he was the guy doing the reporting, and so I watched the report after you and I talked. I do think there were two people interviewed. There was a guy, I want to say the guy's name was Ryan, and your wife, I think, was also interviewed there. But when I went to look for him further, I found out on LinkedIn that he was also affiliated with the Human Rights Campaign.
Okay, now with that, really quick, Tim, you didn't have to shut him off, Aaron. He's just overpowering me here. What I wanted to say is during this interview that he's talking about, which took place on Channel 12 in Wisconsin, we actually did a high school assembly, friends, just to show you how these people are operating illegally, okay? They don't want guys like me in a public school. They don't want guys like me in the public arena. They don't even want guys like me in a church anymore because guys like me blow their cover, friends, and they don't like it. But let me go back to Channel 12 in Wisconsin. Back in 2012, I remember this like it was yesterday, we did this particular high school. They made it headline news, and we also noticed that this news reporter, his name was Paul Guaquiri, I think is what it is. I said after I watched this report, it was 10 o'clock news, and he got up there and he said they didn't realize that this was a Christian group, as if to say that there was something illegal about what we were doing in a public assembly. Now, I didn't know that those kids in that public school belonged to the government. Well, they don't. But that was the implication that he was trying to bring forth to the people, that it was wrong for me to be in that public school exposing the gay agenda. And that's what he was trying to bring forth, when in fact, I don't even think we really hit that topic
that much. Time, yeah.
Now, what was interesting about this particular situation, Tim, is the fact that this supposed reporter, which he was not a reporter, we find out now that he works for the Human Rights Campaign for the gays, lesbians, and the homosexuals and transgender, my friends. Listen, that's what he's doing in D.C. right now, working. And I'm telling you what he was doing back in the day, he was fronting as a news reporter. I told the crew that there's something up with this guy, and we found out today that that was exactly right on the money. They're using a piece from a report from Channel 12 in Wisconsin from 2012 where they did not even stay for the high school assembly. And by the way, I said this right at the first segment of the radio program today. Friends, these people that write these things about this ministry don't attend the program. They go off offended kids if they can find one, and if they can't find one, well, then what they do is they go back to the ground feeders, who again did not attend one of these assembly programs, and they take something that they heard and then they throw it out there as fact, when in fact it's not fact at all. Tim, your thoughts?
I know the thing that your Pretty Little Princess there was, and the other guy who was interviewed, they had an issue where it looked like everything that they were asked was way before that. The lights were on. I mean, there was nobody in the place or anything like that. So it looked like whatever they asked prior to. At least that's my view from watching the video.
It was from prior to us doing our actual assembly program that day. And I think they stayed for the music, and then they left after that with no staying for the message, which obviously is the point of what we do.
Yeah, well, it's interesting.
Of course. And to be fair, they asked the lady, I forget the lady's name, Dawn Nordine, I believe was her name. She was the school district administrator. If she knew about it, I don't know if she knew about it or not, but that's irrelevant because you guys had clearance with the people who were actually over the school. And I assume that was just fine with the parents, too, what went on. But the point is what you bring in there goes against everything of what they stand for. They want to go against the law, and sure, people can say, well, like we've talked about before, sodomy laws have been struck down and this, that, and the other. Well, that still doesn't change the fact of what you're doing is a crime against nature. Everybody has to see that. If you don't see it, it's willful.
Well, I think it's important, too, Tim, is the fact that people need to understand that kids in public schools, they're not being educated, they're being indoctrinated, and they're using these radicals inside of the school. Just ask John Dumpy, who said that they are proselytizers of a new faith in public schools. Well, listen, friends, I'm not asking for permission to obey God in our constitutional republic and going to public schools. I'm going in there willing to fight and stand for those kids that, again, are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. But But when we do a little homework and we pull the curtains back like Tim Brown did from Freedom Outpost, we begin to see what's really at work, and we can see that this is a planned agenda, and they're well at work across this country right now, friends. That's why it is so important, friends, that we stand up, get in the public arena, every public arena, get into our churches, and take a stand for who we are, friends. But you first have to become educated as to know who you are, again, so you know where you're going.
Yeah, and I think the issue comes up too. Everything that you promote is twofold. It's based on scripture and it's based on our history, and both of those have been in our history for hundreds of years, at least 200 years before the Constitution, and in the history of the world. And so, I think what you go to do is, you're exactly right, bring up things that these kids, in many cases, never hear anything about. They never hear about their history. And you know what they say, I think in the Psalms it talks about a land of forgetfulness. If you don't know where you came from, you won't know where you're going. And so we're facing much of that now. We're facing a land of confusion where people don't know where they've come from and they have no idea where they're going.
Well, and we look at the free world president of the United States, and what is he saying? He wants to fundamentally transform. That is foundationally, my friends, your history, and this is what he's trying to erase through Common Core, No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate. I had a principal one time say, and this is for the listener, this is important information for you to hear. A principal one time told me in Wisconsin, just by chance, friends, he was in Wisconsin, he told me during one of our presentations that the science and the history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. He said, as a matter of fact, it's more than that. He said, whatever comes from the top goes to the bottom.
And you know what's interesting, too, is like not only do they not know where they're going, but also if you don't have an understanding of the sacrifice that was paid and the price laid for your freedoms, you're going to have nothing to really live for. Well, why should I uphold our laws? And why should I uphold the Constitution? Why? Because this is the greatest land in the world. And if you don't see that sacrifice, you have nothing to say, well, I'm going to stand up and do my part, too. You're passing the baton to the next generation to do their part, to uphold the sacrifice and the foundations that so many before them, in generations before them, have laid.
Tim, you got 30 seconds.
Well, if I could end on one thing. That article from Salon was about, quote-unquote, high-profile Christians trying to be hipsters and cool. You know what? When it comes to coolness, that's not what Christ called us to. I think I ended with this. He's called us to holiness. He's called us to take up our cross and deny ourselves. And for most people, that's just not a cool thing, but it's the right thing.
It was awesome. Tim, I read your article right after you shot it out there, and I wanted to get back, but I did not. Right away I wanted to get back to you, but I had to jump on the radio because I thought I had another hour here in Ohio, but I did not. Tim, we appreciate you. Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. Folks, if you'd like to see the article that he just wrote just a couple, well, actually about an hour ago. Here, let me scroll up on the top here. It wasn't that long ago, and when he wrote that, well, we shot it out there right away, and it's yours to see if you'd like to go check out Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Your thoughts, Pretty Little Princess?
Well, I do agree. I mean, if you're looking, like you said, it's not cool and it's not the fashionable thing to do to pick up your cross daily and follow the Lord. It's a hard walk. It's a difficult walk, as we were talking about earlier, enduring hardness as a good soldier. But you know what? We fight the good fight of faith. We go on because Christ, the captain of our salvation, paved the way before us. He said, pick up your cross daily, deny yourselves, follow me. That's what the Sons of Liberty is doing on a daily basis.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 from, I think, New York.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.